on Colorado's Morning News, should multiple DUI convictions be a felony in our state? Well, the governor certainly thinks so. He talked about that a bit in last week's State of the State address. Our DUI expert on this program is local attorney, author Jay Tiftichin, and he joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, April. How are you folks doing today?
Good, thank you. It's almost like three or four times four strikes you're out, right? Is this a good idea in your eyes?
No, it's not a good idea. Four priors, four convictions in a lifetime will be a felony. A class four felony could be up to 12 years in prison. Three convictions within 7 years if there's an aggravator on the newest one, and that would also be a class four felony. It's not a good idea at all, and I'd be happy to tell you why.
Yeah, tell us why, Jay, because on the surface, this seems like, well, yeah, shouldn't it be a felony? But then I guess there's data that you know to kind of back the reason why it's not a good idea.
It is a very popular thing. A lot of people want it, obviously. Nobody likes DUI cases, but at the same time, there's 46 states that have a felony DUI. None of those 46 states, I should say 45 because one of them is very recent, but out of the 45 states who have had a felony DUI for a while, none of those states have showed any sort of decrease in the amount of drunk driving filings that they have had since having this felony DUI, so it's not a deterrent whatsoever.
You say they should focus more on second offenses and create more of a therapy track. What do you mean by that?
Well, April, you know, if someone's convicted of a second DUI in Colorado, they're going to go through the exact same classes they went through for the first conviction. They're going to go through the exact same class that a person with three DUIs, four DUIs, even 10 DUIs, if that happens, they go through. It's the same program recycled over and over again. And we can do such a better job focusing on people who get a first offense or a second offense to get them from getting a third offense instead of just letting them get the third offense and then saying, oh, now we got to do something about it.
I would imagine besides the kind of social issue of, you know, how do you feel about this and that, there is a very fixed taxpayer cost, and that's got to be an issue as well.
There is, and actually there's been a felony DUI bill that has been brought up in 2013 and 2014. Both years it died in the Senate committee, and the reason was because of all the money it would cost, not just to put people in prison, but also to have district courts handling these cases as opposed to county courts, which handle the cases now. So you have to get all different judges involved, and it's really going to create a big financial burden to our system. And you know, the other thing, since 2005, DUI filings in Colorado are down 23%. That's almost a quarter. And we don't have a felony DUI.
Right.
And we're doing better than most states that do.
That's our DUI expert, Jay Tiftichin, the local attorney and author. And Jay, by the way, an update on our red light running. I haven't paid my ticket yet. How about you, Tubbs?
No.
I got one a couple days after, and I haven't paid mine either. So let's all see what happens.
You know what? Of the three of us, I know I'm going to get a knock on the door.
That's because it's, well,
maybe.
I won't say it.
Don't say where.
I won't say the jurisdiction, but let's just say they're eager to go after your money.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Take care, guys.
See ya.
Love his advice.